Praise the living God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God. We are here once again desiring to do God's will, to make for sure that what God has called us to do, we're going to do it. Tonight's the night that we just say thank you, Father, for everything that you have done for us. And we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and without you, Father, nothing can happen. But this, we say thank you. And tonight, Father, heart to heart is going to speak a word to the people. And I pray tonight, Father, that you anoint the words that are being spoken to those who have a desire in their heart to do better. I pray this night in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that they will look unto him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we want to thank you, Holy Father, because he's allowed us to come to you by his blood atonement upon our bodies and soul and spirit. We thank you, Father. We pray for all of the states in the United States. Pray for the president, both houses of Congress, the governors, the mayors. I pray for all of those in elected office that they will come to know they must stand before the living God. Most to Father, I want to pray for those who are down in Israel, that you will bless them and keep them. And I want to thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Keep us, Father, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Host the heart to heart, you are now live. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Hello? Hello? Heart to heart? Hello? Well, are you there? Heart to
heart. Hello, Dr. Hunter.
How are you doing?
Fine, and you?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Hello. I am so excited to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
This is Carnita Smith coming to you tonight again with a blessing and receiving blessings, being in the midst of my brother in Christ, Dr. Willie Hunter, and being on the program with all of those who are listening tonight. It is such a joy and a celebration to once be again yet alive to proclaim the Word of God through all of those or to all of those who are listening tonight. I thank you again for being a part of the program, Mission from the Heart. I am Carnita Smith, your host tonight. And I just want to say praise be to God for those who have taken the time to want to share a word to those who are listening. And thank God for those who have taken the time to call in and hear the program tonight. And going to have a wonderful time in the Lord again. This is our second night being here on the air. Last Thursday, we had a few technical problems, but I tell you, the devil is a lie, and he is the father of lies, and he will not stop the proclamation of Jesus Christ, the word going forward to all of those who are ready to receive a beautiful gift from our Father called God. I thank you for being an opportunity, giving me this opportunity, Dr. Hunter, again, to pick up where we left off. Now, our program tonight is lust starts in the head and not only in the bed. And last Thursday, we looked at the passage, Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 31, focusing mainly on verses 27 and 28. I just want to do a quick recap of what we discussed and with what we were taught concerning lust. Now, lust, and I'm just going to bounce right in because for the sake of time, I want us to understand and I want us to receive that beautiful, beautiful nugget that God has for us concerning this topic or struggle, lust. We identified the word lust as being two meanings. And the first meaning, according to Webster Dictionary, we discussed last Thursday that lust is defined in two ways. One, intent or unrestrained sexual craving, and two, an overwhelming desire or craving. As I said last week, that sometimes it's very interesting about the way lust, about the way the word lust can be identified in the dictionary or defined in the dictionary. And I believe the second explanation or definition of the word lust is the more primary definition biblically, indicating an overwhelming desire or craving concerning lust. Now, the Bible shows us that the word lust has a sexual connotation to it, and I believe that lust is a desire or a strong craving, an intense, overwhelming desire for something. Now, we looked at our first, recapping our first question that I brought out last Thursday was, what are some things that we lust after? And I thank God for those who called in last Thursday and shared some things with me that brought a lot of light to our lives concerning this issue, lust. And lust, we looked at, can be things that we have a strong, overwhelming, or an intense desire or craving, if you will, for certain things in our life. And we brought out food being one, shopping being another, and there's so many things that marriage is one. Prestige even can be a strong desire or craving to want to have, to be noticed, to be recognized, or, you know, the tangible things that we hear so much about, cars and homes and things of that nature. But it can also be attention, just wanting it so bad that you are willing to go to extremes to get what you desire. Now, of course, we've also identified that when we desire these things that we crave or have an intense craving for, we realize that they are things that satisfy the flesh of a person, the desires of our wants. And so those things were brought out last week, and I tell you, a few ladies had called in and wanted to share a personal experience, and it was just amazing on how God snatched her from something that would have just taken her on a downward spiral, seeking out a medium in her life. And that was a beautiful testimony that she had shared with us last week concerning seeking out palm readers, if you will, or a medium. And she wanted to know some things, and she realized once she came to herself, thank God for the Holy Spirit bringing and revealing to her that this is not a road that you want to travel down. So she was a blessing to us, and she shared some verses with us that helped her see that this was not a road, but it was that craving or that desire that caused her to seek a medium for palm readers, and we know that they are out there. So these are back alleys of our life that we need not to travel down. And when I say back alley, I speak about lusting or craving something that becomes a priority in your life. And that is something that is contrary to with what the Bible teaches us as far as our priorities. People put food, people put marriages, people even put children, their husbands or their wives, before as top priority. Not to say that you shouldn't, but as we move forward through the program and our lesson tonight, we'll realize that priorities are something that we need to keep in order. So, again, we learned about the things that crave after, and we make it to be a satisfying desire to our flesh or our wants. And my second question that I brought up last week, just as a recap, is why do our thoughts cause us to lust? Now, for those of us who are listening, the thoughts of a man start in the head, and the thoughts of a man or a woman move from the head to the heart. And then when it gets into the heart, it causes us to start moving, putting those thoughts in action. And that if you look at with what we lust after, we saw, we set our eyes on that. It became a moving clock in our minds. And once we've entertained that in our mind, it caused us to go after it. We put motion to it when we actually go after those things that we lust after. Again, we suffer the consequences of those things that we lust after that become a priority in our life. And why do our thoughts cause us to lust? And we had a lady call in last week that helped us understand why do the thoughts cause us to lust. And I just want to point out that when we think about those things that are contrary or that become a priority, then we start operating in those particular things that cause us to, if you will, move our priorities around. And what I'm trying to get to tonight is my third question, and I'm just trying to set a picture in your mind tonight to help you see and reflect on with what you may be doing that's causing you to lust after things. Now, keep in mind, lust, again, is an intense, unrestrained, overwhelming desire or craving. Nothing wrong with having the things that we want to have, but when we make them a priority and we can't see any other thing or way but that, and we put that into motion, then it becomes something that is a craving, and it becomes lust. It is lust. We had some scriptures that were shared with us on last week, and it was a blessed time. We moved around a bit in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, and we focused on a verse that was shared with us in Romans chapter 13 and 14, and quite a few others. And I don't want to go back over those verses, but just make note of those, if you will. And James chapter 1, verse 15 was an awesome share, and Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 7. And those things help us to realize that we fight against the flesh daily, and the flesh wants what it wants. But when you are a believer in Christ Jesus and you've accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus as your Savior, and the Holy Spirit lives within inside you, then you have a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. And the flesh wants what it wants, and it will entertain thoughts because of what we set our eyes on, and then the Holy Spirit is the raging war against one another. And so we need to focus on why the thoughts are so strong in our life, and the answer to that question is coming now. So just as a little recap, we went across those things that I mentioned, the definition of lust, why and what we lust after, why we lust after those things, and why are they become a thought in our minds. And now we're going to move on to the third question of this lesson tonight. Lust starts in the head and not only in the bed. And the reason why I label that is because society labels lust as a sexual thing, and I'm pointing out tonight to you that it's not only a sexual thing, it's a multitude of things. So I'm going to pick up with this question. When can lust be good? And this is the question I was going to ask last Thursday, but because of some technical difficulties, we are able to entertain that question tonight. And I thank God for allowing us to meet again and pick up where we left off. I tell you, it's a blessing to be able to be on the program again to let all of those who are listening across the World Wide Web tonight to receive what God wants us to have and not walk away confused or perplexed, anything that would cause us to not function in the way that the Lord wants us to function. So my question is, when can lust be good? Now, lust can be good when we have our priorities in order. Now, remember, lust is a craving. So when lust is good, it is good in the realm of spirituality, in the realm of relationship with Christ Jesus. Lust for God is good. That's biblical. And how can that be good? How can that be biblical? Well, first and foremost, when we use the word lust, it's not associated with sex. It's associated with craving. So that's when lust is good, when you crave and have an overwhelming desire, an intense desire for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is good lust. So lust can be good and lust can be bad. Yes. Now remember, lust was defined in the dictionary as an intense and unrestrained sexual craving. Now that's what Webster gives as the first meaning. But biblically, lust is an overwhelming desire or craving after God. And that is good lust. Priority number one, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now that's what God commands us to do. And then the second is like unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself. So when we get those two priorities straight in our lives, then all these other things will come unto us, the things that we would desire. God wants us to have material things. God wants us to have beautiful marriages. God wants us to be noticed at the right time. But one thing we have to get right and that is to lust after him, crave after him, desire him. And that's capital H-I-M, God, Yahweh, Jehovah, God, Jesus. And when we prioritize those things, God first, family second, and everything comes below that, then we can have those things that the flesh desires. So let's look at this again from Scripture. Okay. David did a very beautiful job in writing the Psalms. And when we look at the Psalms, he explains and expresses to God how he loves him, how he desires him, how he craves him being God. He had his priorities together, David. And he told God who he was. He desired God more than life. And the Psalms express beautiful love letters to God from David's heart. He was a man after God's own heart. And how beautifully we have the Bible to teach us how to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. To obey his commandments, precept upon precept. To spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, go and make disciples. Go into all the world. And that is what we're doing tonight on this program, Mission from the Heart. We are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, truth by truth, precept upon precept, if you will. And so let's look at some scriptures. Now, we're going to, if there's those who have called in tonight, please don't hesitate to speak with the host tonight. I am Carnita Smith. I'm with you, ready to speak with you concerning lust in our lives, how God has set you free of that, how God has helped you prioritize your life, how God has showed you himself, and how your testimony and your scripture can help someone who's listening tonight who needs to go and walk close to the Lord. We know that lust can take a person so far away, just as the prodigal son did. He wanted what he received from his father, and he left, and he lived, and he found himself in a pit of pigs, eating the food that is thrown out to the pigs. And when he came to himself, he realized that this is not the way I should be living. So, again, these things that we crave after, food, we know what it does to us. And shopping, we know we'll end up broke because paycheck after paycheck after paycheck, we're in the mall. Marriage, you want it so bad that you will do anything to marry the wrong person. Prestige, you will step on everybody else in order to have prestige, to be noticed, and so many other things. You will end up doing things that you wouldn't have even imagined yourself doing in order to be noticed. This is a serious, serious problem in society today. And let's look at Scripture. Now, if I have anybody that would like to speak a word or bring out a verse in order to help those who are listening tonight, please don't hesitate to unmute your phone and speak up tonight so that others would be able to hear with what you have to say. And I will allow you that opportunity. So please don't hesitate at this time. Now we're going to look at a few verses in Scripture that David shares with us concerning lust, lusting after the Lord. If you will, and if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalms 1. Psalms 1. I'm sorry, Psalms 138. Psalms 138. And I love to read out of translations that help me be drawn into the Lord in thought and in desire, so that I know that the Lord is with me. And I'm reading from a CEV translation, Contemporary English Translation, and I'm reading Psalms 138. And listen to what it says in verse 1. With all my heart I praise you, Lord. In the presence of angels I sing your praises. I worship at your holy temple, and I praise you for your love and your faithfulness. You were true to your word and made yourself more famous than ever before. For your help, you answered my prayer and gave me courage. Now, think about this. These are verses 1, 2, and 3. With all my heart, I praise you, Lord. A desire is with what God wants us to do. Psalms 138 expresses David speaking to the Lord with all my heart, the total man, all of my heart. I crave you. I praise you, Lord. He's telling God what he does, all his heart. Now, keep in mind that praising God with all of our heart, lusting after God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, is what God wants us to do as his children. Now, I want to stop right here at this moment, and I want to pray, because I just believe at this very hour, somebody is ready to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Somebody wants to put God at the head of their life and not at the bottom of their life. They want him to be the head of their life. And I just want to pray right now in Jesus' name that somebody receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that they be born again tonight, to not hesitate, but to surrender lust to him. Break the shackles that are around the mind concerning lust or any other struggle that may be going on. So for those of you who are called according to God's purpose, please pray with me right now, because I just believe that somebody is wanting to receive salvation at this very moment. So please be in prayer with me. For that person or those persons who are listening that are struggling, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Lord, please forgive me, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I cast all my cares and all my struggles upon you. Lord, I cannot do this in my own strength. Please come into my heart, Lord God. I love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind. And I need you right now, Lord God. Please clean me up from the inside out. Father, I extend my hands to thee, for I cannot do anything in my own strength, Lord. But I know you are my God. I believe that Jesus died on that cross for my sins. Please allow your Holy Spirit to take place in my life, in my heart. Father God, I receive you as my Savior. Oh, Lord, I love you. In Jesus' name, I want to be a believer in Christ Jesus. I ask this, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I just believe that somebody needed to pray that prayer of salvation, that they wanted to draw into the Lord and rest in his bosom, for he is our hiding place. He is our refuge. Psalms 91 puts it very, very nicely. And I just had to stop and do that because I was led by the Holy Spirit to pray. And he keeps us in that hiding place. But someone needs to be set free today. Someone needs to be born again today. Someone needs to live in an abundance today. And Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is our life. He is our life on this side of glory, and he is our life eternal. And when we lust after him and crave him, then we receive an abundant life. That is a promise. So as we look through the scriptures, to God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, brother or sister, who prayed that prayer of salvation to be in the family of God. Now, I ask that you get into a Bible teaching church, that you will become a disciple of Jesus, that you would grow and go so that God will use you in the ways that he sees fit. But don't just let it stop here. Have a hunger and a craving and a desire to know more about our Lord Jesus and to know more about God's ways. So, again, we're going to look through the scriptures concerning how David lusts after God. Remember, he was a man after God's own heart. And I said Psalms 1, before I went to Psalms 138, is a beautiful psalm that lets us know how David craved after the Lord. Psalms 1:1 says this. Now, again, this is in the Contemporary English translation, so I know the King James or the NIV may read slightly different than this, but it's to receive the relationship in the Psalms that David had with God and how he hungered and thirsted and desired and craved God and all his beauty, all his glory. it says this. Psalms 1, and we're going to move, we're going to read Psalms 4, and it says, "You are my God and protector. Please answer my prayer. I was in trouble, terrible distress, but you set me free. You set me free." This is David crying out to the Lord, God, hungering for him, telling him what he did. Lust keeps us in captivity. But when you set God priority of your life, he will set you free of the struggles that darken your life. Do I have any questions or comments from someone who would love to just share a moment at this time before we wrap up our lesson tonight? I wanted to give this opportunity at this time to allow others to be a part of the program and call in and help someone become closer to the Lord through your testimony or a verse. Is there anyone at this opportunity who would like to share a verse? Please don't hesitate to unmute your phone and speak with me. I would love for you to do that at this time.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. Lust, like you stated, was either it's a good or a bad thing. It's what other people might call in the 20th century your drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it can either build, you know, be the positive factor or negative factor. And I was reading in Numbers chapter 11 how the people lusted after the fruits and melons, and they were getting angry and they were complaining to Moses about how great Egypt was. But they had been spending over 400 years praying to get out of that captivity. And lust, if it's abused, if that drive, if however you want to put it, is done in a negative way, it's a very self-destructive emotion. And I just want everybody, including myself, just to be mindful of that, because this is a very good topic. And the devil comes in all shapes and sizes, any wordplay, however you want to put it. Basically, it's in essence the same thing. And that we don't let a passion or a drive be our demise. And that there's that saying that if you're so heavenly minded you're no longer earthly good, you still have to be relatable and pull those souls in and meet people where they're at too. So that was my thought on it.
And you are right. Lusting after, craving, or driven by our own desires after those things. And, yes, Numbers chapter 11, verses 4, 5, and 6, I believe, you were speaking
mm-hmm.
of. And it does help us see how they craved and desired the melons, the leeks, the onions, things that they had back in Egypt. And God wants us to hunger and desire him because he is our provider. But when we drive, have a drive, as you have said, soul, and what makes up the soul, the mind to think, the emotions, our feelings, and the will to choose. Those things, those three areas, things make up the human soul. Mind to think. Lust starts in the head, not only in the bed. So, and then when it gets in the head, it, like a timepiece or a watch, it clicks to the next area of our soul, which is our feelings, our emotions. And it causes us to hunger, taste it almost, if you will. And then it, like a timepiece, and it causes us to willfully operate in those emotions or those tastes or those wants, because it moved from the mind to the will, I'm sorry, to your feelings, and then to your will to choose to operate in that. But when we lust, drive, have a drive after God, it turns the will inside our soul the same way lusting after those things that can be bad for us.
Or even
go right ahead.
When the devil had tempted Jesus, turning that rock into bread, he was trying to tempt him with lust of a food because Jesus manifested himself as a human. We'll be tempted with something as innocent as food, like the Israelites were, like Jesus was, but Jesus resisted, and things like that. It's very sneaky, and it's a very subtle attack, lust.
And that is correct. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Zamari.
Thank you for calling in, Zamari, and sharing these points of power that you're bringing out in scriptures, in scripture concerning our topic tonight. And you are so right. When Jesus, when Satan tempted Jesus, when he was in the wilderness, he tried to cause him to do what he wanted him to do. So it was all about Satan and his will to get Jesus to do what he wanted him to do. But Jesus had his priorities in order.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. Thank you for coming on the line, sister. And Jesus had his priorities together. And just as I said in the beginning, the first half of the program, when we prioritize God first, then we can, as Jesus did, deny Satan and all of his temptations that he throws at us from day to day. Because, yes, Zamari, you are exactly right. He tries to trip us up, that we become a puppet, if you will, for him and not make him the puppet in our life by denying the flesh daily. So, yes, I appreciate that, Zamari, for you calling in tonight. Is there any more? Did you have another point that you wanted to share, Zamari?
No, I was just really looking. I was studying the scripture, and I just seen lust in so many different forms, and then I thought about how the world is today, and the Bible talks about things that are, be careful of those things that are like a word, like, you look bad. That's actually a negative term, but we've turned it into a positive, and the Bible addresses words like that. And where I'm going with this is like, you're driven, determination, drive, you know, all these words that they use that are supposed to be held in high esteem in our natural realm really are basically the word lust. It falls under those categories.
Mm-hmm.
And with that type of determination and focus, that is a blessing. But if you go, it depends on what your focus is, that will make it either a self-destructive thing or not. And where temptation and lust is presented in so many different forms, like somebody may not normally steal, but they might be hungry and want to steal a dollar loaf of bread. You know, that's still a lust. That's still a... It's just interesting.
And you're right, it is. And the sister that is on the line with me, please don't hang up, because I do want to give you an opportunity, if you so choose, to
amen.
Pray for
her. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I wanted to bring out this beautiful point that Damari did say. You said different forms. And who comes at us in different forms? Of course, that's Satan. Now, when I say us, for those who are listening tonight, I'm speaking of coming at us as being children of light, or children of God who are Christ followers. But then again, those who are not saved. Again, Satan comes in many colors, but he wants to trick those up who are not of his team. And children of light, meaning Christ followers, have confessed and believed by faith that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. So what more does he want to do, Christians who are Christ followers? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he will come in different forms to achieve that, to cause sheep to go astray. But if we maintain our priority and our focus and our drive and our determination, our perseverance and our hunger and our crave for God, then that straight and narrow road won't be such a trouble to stay on. Go right ahead, my sister. Thank you, Damari, for sharing. Please don't hang up. Stay on the line. Go right ahead, my sister, and share with
Amen. God bless. This is Prophetess Shonda. How's everybody doing?
Praise the Lord, Shonda. It's such a blessing to have you as well.
Amen. I'm just listening in. And one thing I do want to touch on is that God gave us a way of escape. You know, he said that things would come to tempt us, would try us, but he's already gave us a way out. And that's the thing that we have to understand. Also, James chapter 4:7 says, submit yourself total to God, and he can flee. And it's the same thing. The young lady, she brought up Jesus being tempted by Satan with the bread. And turned the rock into bread, and so Jesus, you know. But Jesus replied back to him, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, and that's the same thing. God has given us a way out. Things is going to tempt us. Things are going to come to try us. But because of the relationship that we have with God, that's what's going to sustain us. We can no longer afford to make any excuses, because first of all, the word has been written over 4,000 years ago. The thing is that we got to get out and we got to truly begin to reach and teach the people so they can know that they have weapons and they have tools to fight the enemy, because everything that the enemy is trying to do, Jesus has already conquered it for each and every one of us. That's why he says we are more than conquerors. We are triumphant through Christ Jesus. And that's the whole key thing, is taking on Jesus. And then we got to remember back in Genesis chapter 1, when God says in 1:26, first of all, let us make men in our image, and then let's give them dominion over the things in the air, things in the things on the land, and the things in the sea. We don't take the dominion and the power and authority that God has given us. And, you know, so many people, they don't have the Holy Spirit. Because even when Jesus was talking to Peter, And he rebuked Peter. He says, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, but Peter did not have the Holy Spirit. He says, after you receive the Holy Spirit, you shall receive power. So anything that come try to tempt you, lust to get you to fall, you got the power and the comfort of the Holy Ghost to take when you learn, when you know to do right and you don't. It's a sin. Now that you said we are children of the light, we know the way, and that's why it's so important to continue to teach the people, continue to instill the word, continue to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's the only thing that's going to sustain people from falling back into the things of the world. He says we're in this world, but not of this world, so we got to come out. We got to be set apart like the word says. We got to look like children of the light. We can't continue to look like the world. And, you know, first of all, we got to know our identity. And a lot of people, they don't know their identity. It's too many people that's walking around looking like the same person, looking like the same thing, and not looking like the image of God, not taking on his characteristics, not taking on his attributes. And that's what it's time for. We can't continue to make excuses. What we have to do now is teach the people and give them that solid rock, that solid foundation. Upon this rock I shall build my church, and no gates of hell shall prevail. We got to begin to teach the word of God like never before, because we can't keep saying, oh, the devil made me this and the devil made me that. Does the devil have more power than God? The devil don't have more power than God. The word of God says in Ephesians that Jesus has all power and dominion in this world and the world to come. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, and we got to activate that power. We have resurrected power. And there's so many people that's walking around here dead, children of the light, not waking the people, not breaking them out of that dead state. It's time to live. He says that I came that you will have life and have it more abundantly. And it's time for people to start living and stop worrying about what's going on in the world and concentrate on getting back to their rightful place, seated on the right hand of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Father God, we just come before you, just giving you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that you've given us, Father God. We thank you for letting us, for conquering death, for conquering every situation that we will come to, Lord. We just give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that we resist temptation as Jesus did, Father God. We pray that we glorify and just give you great honor in us, Father God, that we exemplify you to the unbelievers and the believers who have gotten lost, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just ask that you transform our hearts and our minds and our bodies, Father God, Lord, and that we can transform ourselves and look in the mirror, Father God, Lord, and work from the inside out and touch people around us, Lord. We just thank you. We praise you for this radio program, Father God. Lord, and we come against any enemy's attack right now in the name of Jesus. We come against any camouflage that's not you, Father God. Lord, we pray that we can identify it quickly, Lord, and dismiss the problem. We thank you and we praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Gora Shemarade.
Hello?
I'm still there. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Sister Deborah. I wanted to kind of elaborate on something at the beginning. I want to go back to lust once again. But God desires to have a relationship with man. And once we look at the crave, the desire that God has, that's a good thing. He asked, who can I send? Who will go? Who will go for me? And Christ, in his omnipotent presence, his spiritual presence, he said, I'll go. That's another desire, a desire to save mankind, a desire that God didn't want to do the same thing he had to do before. He wanted man to be on earth, but because of such sinful nature, he decided, well, I got to get rid of this. And he did. And once he did, he also recognized that he still loved man so much that he wanted to come up with some kind of decision of how to deal with man without destroying him like he did before. So then he began to talk, and Jesus, in his spiritual being and in his glorified being, So Jesus came down and took upon the royal sin. Glory to God. The royal sin, and died, but he was whipped and scorned and spit on and scorched. It was just horrible. We just can't even imagine what that's desire. That's real desire. Because what man, what other man would lay his life down for us today? Not one. So lust had already began at the beginning. But it was a good lust. It was a good desire. It was a good crave. And Jesus felt what his father felt. He did what his father did. And he said what his father said. That was a desire. That was a love, a lust, a real, true, spiritual love of lust. When we look at lust, we ought to look at Christ. We ought to look at God. Instead of putting our minds on the things of the world, like the woman said, the woman of God said, we're in this world, but we are not of this world. This is temporary. We're only here just for a little while. We're here to show one another where love is and what love is and how love can conquer sin. So when we look at love, we need to look at God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And this is on the line? Who is this?
It's the devil.
This is Deborah. Good evening, Deborah. I'm so sorry. I had some technical difficulties with my phone. I tell you, the enemy does not want this word of God to get out. He does not want people to be delivered from this struggle called lust. I thank you for sharing that beautiful point concerning lusting after the Lord. I thank you, Shonda, for sharing and with us those verses in Genesis 1:26 and James 4:7 concerning relationship, and he has provided us a way out, a way of escape, and sustained us to be overcomers and to sustained us to fight off the enemy, if you will. The victory has already been won. We know that the enemy cannot come against us and destroy us. We know that we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. And thank you, Deborah, for being a part of the program and sharing that beautiful word. And thank you, Zamari, for praying and for those out there that need to hear about this. Is a beautiful topic, an awesome topic, and I know it doesn't stop here, but for those who are listening tonight, please do not go away without realizing and coming to an understanding that God is the way. Jesus is the way. He is our truth. He is our life, and that you need the Lord to defeat the enemy. And yes, for those of us who are children of light, who are struggling with this issue in their lives, fall on your knees. Pray. and ask God in his strength to deliver you from a mindset of lusting after things that are contrary to what the scriptures teach you as a child of light. Lust and hunger and thirst after the Father. For he is our direction. He is our provider. And the scriptures speak of that, just as Shonda, our sister, brought us in Genesis all the way to Revelation. And I know this won't be the last of our topic concerning lust, but we could go on for days, months, and years concerning just this one area of our lives. But when we flip the script on this, and what I mean by flipping the script, when we turn this thing around, when we change direction, then we become overcomers. And we lust after the things that are right in our life, and that is Jesus Christ. Are there any more comments at this time? It brings us on our 9 o'clock hour, and we are at the end of our program. I just wanted to acknowledge those, and I want to pray at this moment for closing out this program. I thank God for those who were willing to share, even though I had a little bit of a problem on the line. But we're going to pray at this moment, and I'm going to pray Numbers 6. Verses 24 through 26, and it says, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We will meet again next Thursday concerning a topic, critical attitude. What a powerful topic. Thank you for being with me, Mission from the Heart, Carnita Smith, and God bless.
I'm on the line. Keep talking to me if you're still there. Are you there? Everybody else has dropped. This is Brother Hunter. This is Dr. Willa J. Hunter. Are you still on the line? Are there some callers on the line? Hello, callers. Hello? 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 Are you still there? Are you there? Hello, praise the living God. Amen. Amen. Hello.
Hello.
Amen.
Dr. Amen.
Speaking. Amen.
This is
yes.
This is Carnita Smith. I just wanted to say thank you for such a powerful time in the Lord with this program, with this ministry. It is just a blessing to my soul, and I thank God for your obedience.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go in here and have prayer on the line. I was hoping we could get some people that will be listening or call in for some help while we have prayer while we're on tonight. I was going to give us another 30, 40 minutes.
Yes. Well, did you? Okay, well, we can. I'm on the line still, and I'll pray.
Well, I mean, you know, let me see. We got 1,200 people still listening. But,
amen.
On the line. But I just say, we can say to the people that we want to reach them and touch them, somebody out there have a need. Shelly just called back in. Somebody has a need. And we're here to help with that need. We believe that God has empowered us with the power of the Holy Ghost to break all darkness over your life. We stand in agreement with you. And we take authority in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we believe all things work together by those who are called of God. We are the sons of God, and we are the Son of God. We do the work of the sons of God. We have the light that's in us, the light that God has given to us, the light, not the darkness. We walk in L-I-G-H-T. We walk in the light of the Lord. We walk in the presence of the Lord. We walk in the love of the God. And Father, tonight, somewhere on the radio station, somebody we don't even know of right now, somebody has a desire. Somebody has a need, Father. Somebody don't even understand that time is at hand. Well, Father, just the other day, a friend of mine, we grew up in school together. He desired to come to our anniversary. But all of a sudden, Father, he was called out of this world. He's no longer here. And I want to thank you for giving us who are here, that we can see you are still active, Father. You still call who you call. I want to thank you right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that we have a right to stand before you in your presence, Father, because we become zero, that you might use us the way you would have us use. We're not reaching for big deals. We're not looking for big deals. We're not looking for this. All we're looking to is to lift up our hearts unto the Holy One of Israel. And, Father, I pray tonight that you will bless somebody. I pray tonight that somebody who has sickness in their body, somebody whose body right now is aching with pain, somebody right now that can't even hear, somebody can't even see, somebody have no food, but let some of the in the ministry pass by, Father, and give them, as Jesus said, have you any food? And, Father, let it be known to them. We can speak a word by our Holy Father. I want to thank you, Father, for Kenesia. I want to thank you for her. I pray you will give her the fullness of interpretation of what you want her to do more than ever, that you will encase her with nothing but the fire of the Holy Ghost, to be baptized with more fire. I pray tonight, Father, that her mother will be completely healed. I speak a word to her body right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I know into my brother-in-law, friends, I speak a word of healing to their bodies. All that I know of in my neighborhood, on my street, around, I speak a word of healing. Healing is from God through Jesus Christ. The Bible says by the stripes, he bore on his back. We are healed. I thank you, Father, tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We come right now with bowed heads and bended knees, Father God, just expressing how much we love you and we glorify you, Father God, because you are the head of our lives, Father God, and we exalt your holy name, dear Lord. And we just know that the way to you is truth, Father God. You are our truth. You are our grace. You are our mercy. And we just bless you by the fruit of our lips, Father God, that somebody will come to know you and the pardoning of their sins, Father God. For you are the way, the truth, and the life, Father God. And we just bless you with all of our strength. We love you with all of our heart. And we just know that we lift up hands to you as an offering, Father God, as a blessing to you, dear Lord. We aren't worthy of anything, Father God, but because of your grace, you allow us to be saved, Father God. You gave us your Son who died on that cross, dear Lord, for our sins, that we will have a way to you, Father God. You covered us by the blood of Jesus Christ, and somebody needs to know that tonight, Father God. Somebody needs to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, dear Lord. Somebody needs to be born again tonight who's listening on this line, Father God, who wants to know you in the pardoning of their sins. Father God, I just pray salvation for those who don't know you. I pray that somebody will come to you with all their heart, soul, and mind, Father God, surrendering every sin that they have committed, unforgiveness, lust, and anything else that may keep them from you. Father God, I just ask that you would shower them with your love, that you would just bring them into you, Father God, that they would see you and you alone, dear Lord, for the wide road of destruction tried to grab them, tried to snatch them, tried to kill them. But, Father, you snatched them from the pit of hell. You snatched them from the belly of the pit of hell, Father God, because you were seeking them, dear Lord. You wanted them, Father God, and you need to have them as your children, Father God, and you want them to know that you love them, Father God, that you have mercy upon them in spite of with what they've done, in spite of with what they've said, and in spite of how they thought. Father God, you are the way. You are their love. You are their need. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. We bless you, Father God. We thank you for your saving grace, Lord God, and we just know that you are the head of our lives. You are the master. You are the Prince of Peace. You are Abba, Father. We glorify you, Father God. There's nothing that we can do, but we come on bended knees and bowed heads, yes, saying, thank you, yes, for who you are. Hallelujah. You. And we just thank bless you, Lord God. God. We love you. In Jesus' name, somebody receive them for yourself. We can pray for you, but pray for yourself. Help yourself, yes, and receive the blessings of Jesus Christ through salvation. Believe by faith and know that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is your life eternal. Have him for yourself. He wants you to, mm-hmm, love him. He wants you to desire him. He wants you to run after him. He's there. Mm. Wait. So don't hesitate. Do this now. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and he wants you to be saved today, today, yes, this day, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go hallelujah right ahead.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, we bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Go right ahead. Hallelujah. Anybody else who just wants to,
Father God,
usher
we come
up prayer
to you, thanking you,
amen,
oh God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for this day, for this,
yes,
is the
God
day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. We thank you for the value of relationship with you, God. Of anything else in this world, we value you. We come to you, Lord God, thanking you for detaching us from the attachment that comes in our lives, oh God, of lust, of the wrongful lust, oh God, but the righteous lust, hallelujah, will take us and bring us closer to you, God, will draw us nearer you, Lord God. You said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you, oh God. God, we thank you today, God, because we know, God, that we can do nothing without you, God. We remain in your word, God, and your word remains in us, oh God. So that's all we ask, and we wish, God, you would will give it to us, oh God. God, we thank you for loving us so much, God, that you had a desire, a deep desire to be the middle of preeminating part of our lives, God. We thank you because you sent your Son, Jesus, yes. Oh God. Even though he might not even want it to come down, God, but he knew that he was the only way, the truth, and the light, oh God. And God, we thank you, Father, for continuing in your word. We learn to be your disciples, oh God. For continuing in your word, we learn to be truthful, Lord, and we learn to love. We learn to be kind to one another, to be peaceful, to have the peace that surpasses all understanding. God, we bless your name, God. You are so wonderful. You are so merciful. You are so faithful to us, God. We can't help but do what you say do, Lord God. Be obedient to your will. Be obedient to your way. Be obedient to all that you ask us, oh God. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Nisi, our banner, oh God. You are covering us, oh God, on every hand, left and right, all behind us, on the side of us, north, east, south, and west, oh God. We thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, our peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, God, for being Jehovah Roha, our shepherd. lift him up. Give him praises. As the praises go up, blessings come down, people of God. Glory to God.
Glory to
God. Glory to God.
We just want an hour of prayer going, hour, prayer of power going. Anybody else that is listening on the line, just usher up prayers to the Lord God right now in the name of Jesus. Just move right on in. Usher up prayers. Go right ahead, brothers or sisters who are on the line. Just allow this power of prayer to continue to saturate wherever you are and go forth in Jesus' name. Go right ahead. Hallelujah. We bless you.
Thank you.
Go right ahead. Anybody led their spirit to pray, let's just continue to keep the movement of the Holy Spirit flowing from breast to breast, from bosom to bosom on the World Wide Web. There are so many people tonight listening, and we just don't want them to leave off this line without receiving a touch from God, without allowing the Holy Spirit to make manifest in their heart. Please continue to pray. There's someone out there that needs to know that God wants them. Just pray, my brothers and sisters, right now. If you're being led in your spirit,
hallelujah,
out loud, please just go
thank
right
you,
ahead.
Father.
Move
hallelujah.
Right on in. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we lift your name up, Father. We give you praise. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke, Father God. God, we thank you for sending your son to set us free, God. God, we thank you for who you are, God. God, we thank you, Father God, because it had not been for you, God, where would we be, Father God? Oh, God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your holy, holy name, your righteous name, your faithful name, God. Hallelujah, 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 God. God, I thank you right now, Father God. God, we thank you for your power, your Holy Ghost power, Father God, that keeps us from falling, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah, 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 God. God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, God, for holding back the hands of the enemy, God. We thank you for destroying the works of the enemy, God. God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your Holy Ghost power, Father God, that dwells upon each and every one of us, God. God, I thank you right now, God, for renewing, God, a refreshing right now, God. Oh, God, fall fresh upon this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, somebody on this line, God. Oh, God, they don't see your way out, God. And God, you are the way, God. You are the truth. You are the way, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, oh, God, you said you were near to those who call upon your name, God. And Lord Jesus, we call upon you tonight. Oh God, Jehovah Nisi, we call upon you, Lord God Almighty, we call upon you, King of Kings, we call on you, Alpha and Omega, we call on you, the beginning and the end, we call upon your name tonight, Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, you might have many names, God, but it's only one God. You are the true and the one living God. You said there is no other God besides me. I am a jealous God, and no, I will not share my glory with another God. So we glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we bless you, God. God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we even thank you for the topic of this show tonight, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you have destroyed all that they love, God. Oh, God, you have destroyed that demon, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you said anything, God, that even God was better, God. That Father, God, you are the one that keep us from falling, God. And we bless your name, God. Hallelujah, God. More of you, Jesus. More of you, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, more of your anointing, God. More of your wisdom, God. And more of your love, God. Pour it out upon us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, God, we want to be more like God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, let us not be stagnated, Father God, but let us continue to move. glory, God. Oh, God, we know time is winding up, Father God. You said, Father, oh, God, there will be perilous times, Father God. And God, oh, God, we see, Father God, we see the signs of the time, Father God. But God, you told us, God, oh, God, not to worry, God. You told us, God, to be of good cheer, Father God. And God, tonight, we celebrate you, Lord Jesus, because we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. Oh, God, without faith, it's impossible to please you, God. So, God, tonight, God, we even activate our faith even more, God. Increase tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, we bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Let us be ready at all times, Father. You told us, Father God, oh, God, to armor ourselves. Oh, God, put on the whole armor of God, Father God. Oh, God, that we may withstand the fiery dust of the enemy, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, I thank you, God. Oh, God, for the shield of faith, Father God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You told us, Father, to let our petitions be known, Father. You told us to come boldly, boldly before your throne of grace, knowing whatever we ask you, oh, God, has already been done, God. You said, Father, if we delight ourselves in you, Father God, you will give us our heart desires, God. You said in your word, Father God, if we keep your commandments, Father God, and whatever we ask in your name, it shall be given, God. Oh, God, tonight, Father God, oh, God, let us activate, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you told us to speak those things to be not as they were, God. You told us to call those things forth, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, in night, God, every gift is laying dormant now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, activate, stir up in the Holy Ghost tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Not another abortion. Not another abortion. Not another child born too soon, God. Oh, God, oh, God. You the birth. You give life. And you take it away, God. Oh, God, tonight, Father, God. Hallelujah, God. You told us, Father, that we all have a ministry, Father. And, God, let us minister. Let us minister out of love. Let us minister out of grace, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, let us go to the lowly. Let us go to the meek, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. You told us, Father God. You have anointed us, God, to set the captives free, God. Oh, God, tonight, God. Oh, God, we loose. We loose. We destroy every chain right now. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, tonight, God. Somebody need a falling. Oh, God, tonight, God. You say, sin of Judah. Sin of Judah. When we sin of Judah, when we sin of the praises, God. Oh, God, the blessings of God. Oh, God, let us not forget our praise, God. You say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, God. Oh, God, tonight, God. We sing out loud. We sing out loud for your kingdom, for your glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless the name, God. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for equipping us, God, for your kingdom, God. We thank you for equipping us, God, for your glory, Father God. God, oh, God, you didn't give us a spirit of fear, God, but a sound mind and power and love, God. So, God, let us go forward in the things that you have called us to do, God. You said, Father, upon this cross. Upon this rock, at your meal, by thirst, you are led to the Lord. Now you've given us power, God, to spread upon open channels and all our enemies, God. And you said nothing shall harm us, God. Oh, God, oh, God, equip us, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us be transformed, God, by the renewing of our minds, Father, God. In the name of Jesus, God, God, let us get ready, God, for the transfiguration, Father, God. Oh, God, we want to see your face. We want to see your face, God. You said, God, rise and shine for the glory of the Lord has come. Oh, God, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for being upon each and every one of us tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for peace. Peace is that surpass all understanding. Oh, God, we bless your name. That you are our everlasting Father. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah, Father God. Oh, God, so many lives out there, God. Oh, God, send us to the lost. In the name of Jesus, God. You said,
in the name of Jesus,
let them all be lost, Father God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let us be the watchers on the wall, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And we won't miss, Father God. Nothing that you have called us to do, God. You said, no, that's for the good man. It was all about you, God. Oh, God. For ourselves, Father. Oh, God. That wrecked our past, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God. And we bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When prayer grows up, blessings come down. Hallelujah. Anybody else
Jesus,
that is?
Father God, we come against hurt right now, Father God. Oh, God, that hurt that will lay dormant, Father God. God, go deep down to the wounds of souls tonight, Father God. Uproot everything that's not of you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And God, we thank you right now for your anointing, Father God, that will restore at the root right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we destroy generation curses right now in the name of Jesus, God. We uprooted, God. We plague it up, God. We throw it down tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we thank you for doing it right now. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, merciful God, oh, righteous God, oh, grateful God, you are, you are everything that we need, God. Let us continue, Father, to seek your face, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, oh, God, tonight, Father, God, watch us with your hands of God, oh, God, pray us to learn, God, tonight, God, oh, God, cleanse us in the blood, God, God, we want to come up, God, into the most holy of holies, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, spread out the ladder, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, you gave Jacob a ladder, God, and you told John to come up here. Oh, God, tonight, God, allow us to come up, God. You said you gave us the keys to loose and to bind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let us get activated, God. Let us again, God, all to claim your gospel like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, wherever we go, Father God, meet us, God. Oh, God, just like you told Joshua, send the covenant for the people, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, we send you before anything, God, that you will have us to do, God. Oh, God, go and prepare the way, God. Oh, God, go, God, and take the crooked edges right, God. Oh, God, hold out every edge right now in the name of Jesus, God. You said in your word you will make the crooked places straight, God. Oh, God, we bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I thank you for a fresh fire right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we need your fire, your consuming fire, God. Your fire, God. Oh, God, the fire that burns away, God. Your fire that protects, Father God. Oh, God, tonight, God, let us seek fire, God. Oh, God, let us be fire, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God. Let me bless your name, God. You said, Father, that you gave us power, God, to heal all matters of sickness and disease, God. You said in your word, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, that you gave us power, God, to cast out demons and devils, God, and all unclean spirits, God. Oh, God, we cast them out now in the name of Jesus, God. We speak a divine healing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You said, God, healing is the children's word, healing is the children's bread, God. You said, Father, by your stripes we were healed, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come against cancer right now. We cancel your assignment right now. We come against migraines right now in the name of Jesus. We come against bedside pain right now in the name of Jesus. We come against shoulder pain right now in the name
of Jesus.
We come against hypertension right now in the name of Jesus. We come against, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, sugar diabetes right now in the name of Jesus. We destroy you. We destroy you. We destroy you now at the root in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. And I bless your name, Father God. Oh, God, let us stay equipped at all times, Father God. You said your word was like a two-edged sword, Father God. Oh, God, let it be in our hand, God. You said the kingdom of God, repent, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, Father God. And God, we thank you for your kingdom, God. Oh, God, we repent right now, Father. If it's anything, God, that's in us, God, that's not of you, God. Oh, God, oh, God, take your sword, God, and cut it out. Cut it out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we want to be more. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you, God. We desire you, Father God. Oh, God, to do your will. We want to be more like you, Jesus. You said it's not my will, but it's the Father's will, and it's the one that sent me. Oh, God, let that be our prayer, God. And it's the one that sent us. It is you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. 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 Oh, God. Be come against mind illness right now, God. Mental illness right now. In the name of Jesus, be destroyed at the root. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we come against the wrong way of thinking right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you said, Father God, let this mind that be in Christ be in thee also, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, we profess a Christ-like mind tonight, God. In the name of Jesus God. Oh, God, we praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor, God. Oh, Father God, we've come against child abuse right now, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, it's so many kids, God. It's just been sold into sex slavery, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, destroy it, Father.
In the name of Jesus, so we lift you up, God. We lift you up, Lord.
fire. We lift
you
up, fire.
We lift you up, counselor. We lift you up, Yahweh. We lift you up, Elohim. We lift you up, Elohim. We lift you up tonight. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, pray in your prayer, pray in tongues.
Hallelujah.
Can you lift up the name of Jesus in prayer? Somebody is going to be healed.
Thank you.
Praise go up, blessings come down. Continue to pray. Somebody needs to have the yokes broken. Somebody needs to be set free from bondage. Hallelujah. Keep praying. Keep praying, saints. Intercede for those who can't intercede for nobody else. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody in their spirit want to lead in prayer, please do that right now. We need to hear a word from God. Somebody needs to hear a word from God right now. There are so many listening tonight that they need to hear a word from God, and they need us to intercede for them. Hallelujah.
Yes,
continue
God.
To pray. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Glory
God.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's only
hallelujah.
It's just for a little while. Everything that's here on this earth is just, it's not eternal. It's just a little while. This thing that we go through, life that we go through, the changes we go through, if we just hold on to the hand. Of the man with a master plan. If we just hold on, because trials and tribulations will come and they will go. But if we hold on, stand steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the word of the Lord, in the word of the Lord, we'll make it through. He'll bring us out. He'll bring us out.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, I'm a witness to it. I was out there in the world, on drugs, didn't know which way to go, lost, couldn't find my way, glory to God. One night, I hit up my knees and I prayed to God. I said, God, you said you're my father, I'm your daughter. That if you love me, you will not allow me to die like this. God, you said I'm an heir. And a joint heir with Christ Jesus. You said, Lord, that you would be with me until the end. You said you'd never leave me, nor will you forsake me. Glory to God. That next morning, the very next morning, everything that was wrong with me was removed in the name of Jesus. Hey, you're old, Tata, you're old. That's why I know the power of God still lives. The blood is still warm. It still has its power. Glory to God. If we just look up from which cometh our help, and our help comes from the Lord. Yeah, glory to God. He will not give us more than what we can bear. He already knows you. He knew you before you was even formed in the womb of your mother. He knew you when you was a spirit. Glory to God.
And
but
down from
glory to God. You forgot your assignment. You were given an assignment when you came. But when you got into the world, because the world is full of sin.
What
about your word? And then we were born in sin and iniquity. Glory to God. But he said, I must chase my children. Hey, your old Tata. Just like he said, did you try my son?
No, that's
sick of
the bathroom.
You
can get in the bathroom.
He was trying. Get on
the line. The line's open. All the lines open. Be careful.
Until he just tore his clothes out, began to put ashes all over his body when things started happening. But he never gave up on God. His wife did. And she said, through, he said, foolish woman. What do you mean? I will not turn my back on God. I will not speak against my God. If you know that God has been good to you, if you've lived another day, if you just lived another day, that's enough for you right now. But he has a purpose and a plan. And you've got to know that you're here for a reason. Not just for yourself, but for somebody else. You got to see beyond the little things that's going on around you. Oh, you know, Tata. It's much in Africa, they are fighting, getting killed day by day. Glory to God. In Egypt, they can't even come live in the place that God gave them, the land God gave them. Oh, Tata.
You better be glad to God. You better be glad right now.
The Holy Ghost and fire.
If there's anything attached to you and you know it's keeping you from getting closer to God, you got people you call friends. Yeah. Friends, that's all, huh? Yeah, they smile in your face and stab you in the back. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. We've got a few more moments to continue to usher up prayers to the Lord. Anyone else that's on the line that is led by the Spirit to pray, please don't hesitate. Somebody needs to be blessed by the Lord through the prayers. Be the intercessor that you have been called to be, to bless the souls of those who are on the lines listening, who are out there across the world on the internet needing to receive a blessing from the Lord. We are the intercessor, the prayer warriors. Let's stand up and be a light in this world and bless somebody through the prayers of our mouths, that God will get the glory and that they will become saved, that they will walk in the newness of life in the name of Jesus. Those that want to bless the Lord by the fruit of their lips, please don't hesitate to pray and just dive right in and continue to bless this hour of power. This is an hour of power through prayer. Continue to pray for those that are lost. Pray for those that are hurting. Pray for those that are in bondage, that are in shackles. Have the way of the Lord. Don't quench the Spirit. Just allow the Holy Spirit to flow through you. So continue to pray. If you're led to pray out loud, do so at this time. We've only got a few minutes to be able to continue to bless the Lord on this line of this hour of power. Do that right now. Just come right on in. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like to say this, Carnitia. I want to say to those on the line, the power of God is through much prayer.
Hallelujah.
Fire, I've always said in my life, the Holy Ghost and fire. All of you who have been on the radio tonight with us, we've been there because the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says in John, he says, and there's one who's coming in whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose, but he shall baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Hallelujah.
He will baptize you. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And the fire we find in the book of Acts is what's related to us. We find in Revelation related to us. But God has given us the fire, the Holy Ghost fire. The Holy Ghost fire. When we lay hands on, we ain't got people touch them, and their bodies will be healed. Their eyes will be open. What they can't eat, the bodies are disfigured. God said, because of the Holy Ghost and fire that he's given to those who believe, he said, they can do it now. There's somebody in somebody's house tonight that needs a touch. There's somebody you know that's driving the streets right now, need a touch right now. They need a touch of the Holy Ghost and fire. They need to repent and come to Jesus Christ, not to a pastor, not to the fivefold minister, but come to Jesus. We're nothing but gift to the body of Christ. And Father, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisqually, Jehovah I Am, Jehovah the Blessed One, Jehovah Shalom. Oh, thank you, Holy One. Father, you said in your word through Jesus Christ, and you said in the last day, you said you've given us, Father. You said, the Father said, you've given us, and Jesus said, he said, all that you've given me, none of us are lost with that on the line, Father. I want to thank you today for what you've done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. With fire,
hallelujah.
With Holy Ghost, fire, with with the Holy Ghost and fire. And Father, we leave our education alone. We take the education, put it in the back seat. Put it, matter of fact, we put it in the box. We leave it where it is because we want your faith factor. Father, faith comes by hearing. The more we hear about you, the more we can do what you did. For Father, we have the place coming called there. There is eternity. There we're going to meet you face to face. And you know, Father, I want to love you and thank you for all the women and men who listen to us throughout the nation, around the world. Somebody right now needs to know, Father, more than ever. Holy Ghost and fire. Somebody. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Be upon him right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, my yoke. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we bless
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Lord, because you are so awesome, God. You are holy. You are God. You are God of righteousness. You are God of love. You are God of faithfulness. Oh, we exalt you, Lord, with the fruit of our lips. Oh, come God, just lift our hearts up to you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Just remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of the things you cannot see. Within your hope is what you can't see. If you just trust in God. Because he said, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And I want to let you know it's been a desire of my heart as the SKSK radio station to have it one extended time tonight, this particular night, because we need to let the world know we are soldiers for the cross, the soldiers of light. And, Carnitia, you go ahead and close it out, Carnitia.
Father God, we just exalt you. We thank you for what you've done in our lives. We thank you for using us as your instruments tonight, Father God, to speak a good word, to share a testimony, but most of all, Father God, to praise you. You created us to praise you. Father God, you created us to do your work, your will. All things are working together for the good of those who are called according to your purpose, who love you. And Lord God, we love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Father God, we lust after you. We crave you. We want you. We desire you. Father God, we are in love with you. Dear Lord, clean us up, Father God. Draw somebody in, Father God. Let them know that you are the author and finisher and perfecter of our faith, Father God. You raise the dead, Father God. You give life, Father God. You heal the blind, Father God. You make the lame man walk, Father God. And we just thank you for all your richness. We thank you for all your blessings. We thank you for what you're about to do, what you've already done, Father God. And we thank you because of what you're doing in our lives, Father God. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus Christ who's coming again. Father God, who's coming rich. He's coming ready. He's coming like fire. He's coming to receive his bride, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for that blessing, Father God, as we anxiously wait for the return of Jesus Christ to redeem his bride, Father God. We bless you by the fruit of our lips. We lift up holy hands to you, Father God, because we love you. Somebody needs to know, Lord God, that you are their Savior, that you are the perfecter of their faith. You are their beginning and their end, Father God, and we thank you for this opportunity to just be used by you tonight, Father God. We are nothing without you, Father God, but with you we are somebody, Father God. We just thank you for allowing us to be used tonight by you. What a blessing it is, Father God, and we just give it all to you, dear Lord. We bless you at this time of hour, Father God, because you are so awesome. You are so powerful.
Yes,
we
you
just
are,
bless
God.
You and we love you. Yes.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
God,
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Somebody better shout a word of praise to him tonight. If there's skill on the line, just holler out to him. Hallelujah. Call on the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Call his name. Call his name. Get undignified. Get indignant in your praise. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, yes, Lord Father. Baba, see the uncles.
Hey,
yes, Lord.
If we just touch the hem of his garment, just the hem of his garment, you will be made whole. Hallelujah.
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 Hey, the word changes.
Anyone that wants to lift up the name of the Lord, lift him up. Please don't hesitate. Ah, this has been such a richness of experiencing him tonight. He has experienced God tonight in all of his fullness, in all of his glory. Tonight is the night that you that we experienced him.
Yeah.
Ah, God.
Oh, mama, what city you are? That Tokori, I'm the city you are. Lordy, the Lord, the Lord, mama, what Tokori? Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Yes, Jesus. Okay. Father? Yes, Father. Father, you holding the time back. You got the, you got your son holding the time back. Because there's some that are on this line, that's been on the line, come on the line. They don't know the fullness of you. But the line has been open for them tonight. We don't know who they are, but somebody out there don't know Yeshua HaMashiach. They need to come to know him. He's the author and the finish of our faith. And, Father, we're not ashamed to let the world know that we are lights of the world. We don't walk in darkness. We don't lie in darkness. We keep our hands clean, our hearts clean, want to touch and agree what the Bible said we need to do, want to take your word, want to eat your word day by day, as you told Joshua, want to take your word, put it in our hearts and mouth, want to meditate on it, eat on it. Day and night. I want to thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we see revival coming to Houston. We see revival coming to Houston. A revival, a revival, a revival, a revival, a revival. The revival of the Holy Ghost and fire. The revival coming, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. If it ain't right, it ain't tight. Watch it. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Oh, how we love
in the mind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a place
higher. Touching and praying will supreme. There I am in the midst. Hallelujah. He is here.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is high. Hallelujah. Yeah. The atmosphere is set. Hallelujah. When you gather in his name, there he is in the midst. He is here tonight on these lines. He is running from bosom to bosom, from breath to breath on these lines. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit that shoots up like fire in our bones. Father God, we bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to experience you tonight through the prayers of the righteous availing much, Father God. The prayers of the righteous availing much, Father God. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availing much. Hallelujah. Somebody is being touched tonight.
Hallelujah.
Somebody is receiving the very blessings of God through the prayers
Hallelujah.
Of the righteous. Somebody. Hallelujah.
Somebody.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Don't walk
Hallelujah.
Away from this blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Tonight, dear God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God, we just want to thank you tonight, God.
Thank you,
for
Lord.
Every word that was crossed this airwave, oh God.
Yes.
And we pray, oh God, that someone has opened ears to hear
yes.
and eyes to see
Hallelujah.
That you are the light of the world and you
yes.
consider us the salt of the world, oh God. Oh God, if we just let you emphasize in our lives, oh God, I know, God, that you will make a change. Christ, you are lifelong. Life long giving giver. And we are obedient to your relationship, oh God. At all times, oh God. We bless you tonight, God. We love you. We love you, Lord. There's nobody like you. We really love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Receive your healing tonight.
Yes.
Receive your healing tonight.
Receive it. Receive it. Receive
the woman of God that's crying out right now. Receive
yes.
your healing tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Those that are listening on the
line,
there are so many listening tonight. Receive the healing
the
that
world
God
is confused, has given you. It's not the world, it's the people in the world. They take you not serious, oh God. But I pray, God, that you would touch right now. Reach down from heaven and touch each and every one of them, oh God. Let them know your love so dearly, hallelujah.
Yeah.
That they are special to you, Lord God. That they don't even so that you gave them a destiny before they even came here, God. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch them right now, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Lost, oh God. Those that are blind, oh God. Hallelujah. Those that can see, God. I'm going to open their spiritual eyes.
Yeah, God.
Those that have darkened hearts, oh God, give them a heart of flesh. It's so hard now, God. But now, God, because of you, you have made a way out of no way. You are Lord God Almighty. You are the great I am. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to speak to the sister, to my dear sister that's speaking. We want you to know that what God has for you is for you tonight. If you reach out and let God purge you with all the love he has for you, everything that's trying to hold you down, push you back, God said we're here because we prop each other up through faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We've seen the reality of heaven. We want to hear about it, but we've experienced it through God sending his Holy Spirit in our lives. And I say to you, my beloved sister that was speaking, God has a blessing for you. God is blessing you right now. He's putting some fire in your hands. He put some fire in your ears. He put some fire in your eyes. He's cleaning you out. all seven parts of your body right now in the name of Jesus. And all the money that they've tried to take from you, God says they're going to give it back to you within the days to come. God says he's going to give it to you.
Hallelujah.
He said he's going to give it back to you. He said all you got to do is believe. You ain't got to beg. You ain't got to steal. He said if you just trust in him, because God is our kind of God. But from the word of the Lord, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. What a time, what a time, what a time.
My.
I say, it's just been a beautiful experience.
Yes, it has been.
Amen.
My God, my God.
Amen. Today.
Yes.
I have liberty to speak to that young lady as well.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Amen.
The young lady, amen. The young lady that was just crying out.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Deborah.
Deborah.
Heart to heart.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah. I don't know if anybody told you not. God has called you to be one of his mouthpiece. He has called you to be his end time prophetess. Hallelujah, Jesus. And just like Deborah in the book of Judges, you are a judging prophet. And people would probably say, you judge not, and you be not judged. But the word of God says judgment must begin in my house first. And he does give us liberty to judge one another. First Corinthians. Amen.
Amen.
So you got the sword in your hand. You carry that sword in your hand. You speak that sword that's in your hand. He says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you. Go where I tell you to go. Do what I tell you to do. And speak what I tell you to speak. Amen.
Amen. And praise the Lord. Thank you. I receive that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen. I want to speak to this lady that's on the line. Her last four numbers are 1562. Can we speak to you?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Your last number of your phone is 1462. Can we speak a word into your life?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Ma'am?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You've asked God for something this day. You've asked God for something this day. You've asked God for something this day. Hello?
Yes. Are you asking me that? Did I ask that?
You've asked God something in your own subconscious. Are you the line on 1562, the last four numbers of your phone call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. But you've asked God something in your heart. Only you and God has you and God been associated with it. And God said he wants to give it to you.
Amen.
He said he wants to give it to you. And you don't have to hide it anymore because God going to make it clean. God has made it clean. God is speaking it to you. God is doing it through you. And all seven systems that you have, God is going to purge you. He's going to purge you. He's going to purge you with the desires that you have. You've reached out far and long and looked and been waiting patiently for the Lord. He said, I'm here to answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
And don't deny it. I would say to everybody on this line, do not deny what God wants to do in you, because God's going to make us heirs already. But we're getting ready to do some work that the world has never believed or seen. I can say this to you. Yes. God's going to use you.
Yes.
Like never before.
Hallelujah.
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 See, the Holy Ghost on fire. The Holy Ghost on fire. The Holy Ghost on fire. The Holy Ghost on fire.
Yes,
see, they're going to be calling us to come to, they're going to call for us to come to Washington, D.C. Can't come. Got too much going on where I am. Come to Georgia. Ain't got too much time. Got too much time. We got to do what God called us to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to get busy about the fivefold ministry. We're going to come. We're going to wrap together in prayer. The apostles, the prophets, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist, the teacher. We're going to put nothing but W-O-R-D, living word, living word. We ain't going to play. We're going to do what God says. When God speaks to us, we're going to obey God, because we want to see the dead. Somebody, our fellows are dying. I know I got a brother laying right there. I believe in God. God's going to raise him up. God's going to raise him up. God is raising him up right now. I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. If you out there, you can believe also. You got somebody that's sick in the body, somebody sick in the mind, somebody sick in the... Hallelujah. But God the Father, the Abraham, God wants to do it. Hallelujah. Fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Fire.
Praise the Lord.
Holy Ghost on fire.
Hallelujah.
God said, I just broke. He said, the person has been trying to trail everything you're doing. I don't know what God told me to say to somebody, because somebody hears me. I don't want to call your name, because God said this. The person has been following you. God said, I blocked the way. They can't cross the path that you're going, because you left where you are. You're now on the path called light. He said, well, there's light, darkness cannot enter in. But God told me to tell you, he said, because you are my child, and I know you're going do what I've called you to do. You want the gift of healing. God said, I've given it to you. But you got to get started right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Woo! Yes, Lord. Whoa! Holy Ghost on fire. The Holy Ghost on fire.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Mm. Our God. Our God. And as that sister sung that song, we all know it. She said, take me to the King. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Take me to the King.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Just take me to the King. Just take me to the King. Take me to the King. Oh, no, I'm tired of playing. I'm tired. Take me to the King. Somebody out there is crying. Some man is crying. Some husband is crying. Because he's, hallelujah, some woman is crying. Some child is crying. Somebody behind the prison bars. Somebody is crying, Father, right now. They want to come to the King, Father. Let the doors open. Give us the anointing, Father, to do it. I see doors being unlocked right now, Father. Hallelujah. You're such an awesome God. You're such an awesome God. Not my will, but your will be done, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Ah, what's small to you is large to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
This line is a healing place. Yes.
Amen. You have liberty to speak to that young lady. The numbers you just called out, her phone number. I don't know who she is. I just wanted to let you know. Amen. The Lord said the battle's not yours, it's his. It ain't
Amen.
Over until God says so.
Amen.
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 Yes.
And I would say that we will never call your name. Hallelujah. We'll call the last four numbers of your phone number. If you didn't recognize that's your call, because we're here to love you. Carnitia, and I
yes.
met some time ago, and it's because the love that God had in the heart, God promised me, and here I am. And I was, my testimony is because I had a stroke. I was disobeying God. I was doing what I wanted to do. But God is an awesome
Hallelujah.
God. He wasn't here
yes.
for a reason.
Hallelujah.
And I'm obedient. I'm obedient.
Yes.
He
yes.
told me not
yes.
to do this, but God said I can. Look what we're doing. We're taking the airwaves. The devil is upset at us. We've taken
yes.
the airwaves. The airwaves belong to the Christians, to the sons of light. It belongs
Hallelujah.
To us. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
And I ain't giving
yes.
back. I ain't giving nothing back to the devil. Nothing but giving him nothing. All I ain't giving him nothing. He has a zero effect with me. I know what God is doing. Hallelujah.
Take it by force. Take it by force. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. You know,
take
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We take it by force. The right is taken
hallelujah.
By force. By force of the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the name of the
King. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And I know this much what God is doing. I want to tell y'all right now, and I want people to hear on the airways and send it out. The plane is still out there.
Yeah.
The plane is still out there.
Yeah.
It's still out there. The devil is trying to pull a trick on the people, but God
yeah.
is still watching for it.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the one that's dealing with a child. Glory to God. Give that child to God. God can do all things. To God, all things are able. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible for God, but everything is impossible for man. Hallelujah. Give him over. Give her over to God.
Yeah.
Because God has already predestined that child's destiny.
Hallelujah.
Listen to the word of God. But he says he is there, and he will be there until the end. The end of the world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That
Hallelujah.
Is the word
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. The devil got his head whooped tonight. The devil got his head whooped tonight. We're not bragging, but we're praising our God. Hallelujah. We're not bragging, but we're praising our Father.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
Detach.
And I want to say, y'all, Carnitia's been teaching such a great. The Lord used Carnitia. And she talked about that LUC. Oh, she talked about it. I know a lot of people, the line started dropping. All of a sudden, we start back praying. We got about 1,700 on the line that you don't even see right
Hallelujah.
Now.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord God.
Yeah,
God. Glory to you, Father. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus.
Come to know the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Nothing good is in us, but if I do,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The nature, Ikorosata, for you desire to do the good of God. Hallelujah. Desire that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have that love to do the good of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And obedience in the light. Hallelujah. There's none. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Of occasion. Hallelujah. Stumbling in him. None. None in him you will not stumble. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Give your life to Christ. He is the way. He is for sure. He is the desire. Give your life to Christ. Is the day. Today is the day. Don't hesitate.
Yes,
don't step back. Don't cower back. Press your way. Touch the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, that you will be made whole, that you will be set free, born again. Experience him in the newness of life. Let God have his. Don't procrastinate. Don't perpetrate. Don't trip out, but receive the grace of God. Receive the joy of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, loves. I will say this much. We're down to the number four. I will say this to you. I always say this before I close the line out. I love you.
Amen.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
There ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Amen.
Until
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I love you. God bless you. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Good
night. Out there. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.